follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And
good
evening. Hey, we're the Kanes. Welcome to Being Here.
We're good.
Because you know what today's show is about?
What?
Passionate playtime.
Well, I like to play.
Yeah, stuff with
and
passion.
And I like passion.
Good.
So everything is cool.
Yeah. Hey, in case you haven't noticed, we finish each other's sentences, and sometimes we even overlap. So just want to let you know it's our style of communication.
Yes.
So welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Let's talk about how to get the most out of the show, shall we?
Yes.
I love starting there.
Okay. Well, how you'll get the most out of this show is by stopping everything else you're doing and listening. Actually listening to hear what's being said from either our point of view or if we have guests calling in today, their point of view. Listen to hear what's being said rather than see whether you agree or disagree or already know this. Look, we are knowledge overstuffed.
I love that.
Yeah,
kind of like being a big knowledge sausage.
We are knowledge sausages. We have all this information on how to have a great life, but that doesn't produce a great life. And so if what we're saying gets put in with what you already know, you're going to have more of what you already know. So the game is to intentionally override the part of you that wants to say, oh, I know that already. Oh, I've heard that already. The part of you that thinks it knows.
And also the part of you that is determined to take tips from this show to apply to the future. Forget the future. Get here right now. Being here is the game.
That's the name. The name of the game is being here. Not doing being. Not figuring how it applies and how you can use it with the rest of the stuff you know. Leave the rest of the stuff you know alone and get engaged in what's happening right now, this moment of your life, not someday, somewhere, when you can apply it to getting your relationship to work. Forget about that.
Well,
this is it, this moment.
I'll tell you, if you're worried about someday, somewhere, you're resisting something. That's the first principle. What you resist persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. So if you're resisting where you are right now, or you're resisting what you've gotten done or all the projects you have to do or anything about your life, it's going to dominate your life. So if you keep letting go and simply being here, that is the key. You know, the second principle, really simple. You can only be where you are right now. It has your life relax.
You know, it's amazing how you and I
think alike. We did.
Yeah, it was really amazing because I wrote down a note for Ariel to send our engineer an instant message about the length of the segments.
And
I looked up and she had already done it on the screen. I love it.
You know what? Shia and I are in sync with each other and in sync with our environment. And when you slow down, you get in sync with your environment.
Right. You have to slow down enough to get into the current moment. We have been raised in forward-thinking cultures where everybody's going somewhere, so something in the future is going to be better than what you got right now. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not about changing or fixing. It's not problem-solution-oriented. It's about discovering the moment, the current moment of your life. And when you're in the current moment of your life, magic happens, miracles happen, because you're there to create them.
And that's actually a perfect dovetail segue into the third principle of instantaneous transformation, because anything you see exactly as it is completes itself. It brings you here into this moment in sync, and also it unlocks the keys to your passion.
Well, you discover your life when you're in the current moment. You know, there's this show you've been watching on television,
Touch.
And what I like about it is the guy doesn't know how to interact. He doesn't have a, he cannot have a script going forward in time because everything is happening. It's like an improv. Well, that's your life. Your life is an improv. If you're there for it, and you know, a friend of ours, Rashmi, was taking an improv course, and what she said in her email to us was that that it's about saying yes to whatever is said. See, in improv, you say yes to what's showing up. Well, in your life, if you said yes to what was showing up, you'd have a magnificent life. But most of us have preferences. We have ideas about what would be better that, by the way, we put together when we were children. And you would never ask a child for advice on your relationship, would you?
No.
Or on your lovemaking techniques?
No. Oops.
No, they don't know what that is. So you formed ideas about what would be important for your life when you didn't know what else was possible. It was like going to school and in the seventh grade and they asked you what you're going to be when you grow up. They didn't have computers back then.
You know, one of the things, Shine, I've been playing with passionately today in our office is we're preparing for the Transformational Time and Project Management course that is coming up in a couple of weeks. And one of the things we're doing is we're purging all of the old forms that we had. We actually had forms from people who came to courses from like 2001. So we had like kept them and we're going through and we're just getting rid of all the extra paper.
Statute of limitations
really?
On the past.
And one of the things that happened was we opened up and we found a form from last year for this course from our assistant, Christina. She's given us permission to tell you about this. She was talking about how she has a picture of what a good worker is. And when she compares how she's being to that, she can't compare. And I really love that. When you compare how you're being to a construct you put together in your mind of how to be a perfect you, you will always fall short. You can't compare. But this moment is far richer, far greater than anything that's in a construct in your mind.
Well, you can't imagine what could show up in the current moment. Last night, I was on a stream in a place called Ken Lockwood Gorge in New Jersey. And it's amazing. It's an hour from New York City. But it's like being in the wilderness. And it was getting dark. I was walking back towards my vehicle. And I looked up and I saw two owls in a tree right above me. I never, ever could have imagined that they would just be there. I mean, but I was not thinking about what I did or didn't do that day. I was there in my moment, I could see my universe. See, the second principle says no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So when you're thinking about something, you're not in current time in your life because you can only be in those future or past related thoughts.
Okay, I'm going to prepare to confuse some of you.
Oh, confuse me.
We said a moment ago that you need to slow down to being here, but some of you need to speed up to being here. Some of you are so lost in the molasses of your thoughts that you're not actually out from behind your eyes. You're not here actually registering what's in your environment.
And if you have a voice in your head saying right now, oh, I am, that's then you know you're not. If your little voice in your head or your big voice in your head said, oh, I do that, you're not. Anytime that voice is comparing to what's being said, you're not in the current moment.
Comparison is a killer.
And comparison has to do with the past
or
the future. It has nothing to do with the current moment.
And it has nothing to do with passion. Comparison is a passion killer.
Right. Passion happens when you're in your current moment of your life because that's all there is. There's this direct interaction with life. It's like experiential, not cerebral.
Hey, you know, I can tell you and I have an upsurge in passion today. It may be partially the theme.
Because of the theme of the...
But I also know that we have a new employee. It's her first day here in our office. Leah Schneeflock, a wonderful, gorgeous, excellent person, has joined our wonderful, gorgeous other teammate, Christina Saylor, and I want to do a shout-out to both of them.
And Valerie Pack
is our other employee. She's off location today.
Her birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valerie.
And Charlotte.
And John, our
friend up in Canada.
Happy birthday to all of you.
Oh, that was fun.
I know.
You know, one of the keys...
Hey, passionate playtime. Your life could be passionate playtime, and that includes while you're at work. See, most people think work isn't playtime, but if you... enjoy it. If you're a yes to what you have to do, it becomes passionate play.
And if it isn't, then you're saying this isn't it.
Then you're saying no.
It's going to feed over. You'll just be a no when you go to out to play as well. We have a caller. Let's take her.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Caitlin, you with us?
Yeah.
Hi.
I have a question.
Okay. Serious question?
It must be a serious question because we said hi and you didn't say hi back.
Oh, hi. I think I did.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, we didn't hear you. Well, don't take me seriously.
Okay. Hi.
What's your question?
My question is, I love work. The thing about about today's show that I found really interesting is I have a little harder time playing, you know, just sort of taking time off to regenerate. For instance, I really love to read.
Yes.
I particularly love to read in the bathtub in front of the window. But, you know, I feel sort of guilty about doing that. So, you know, because it just sort of feels like such an indulgence. In meeting here, you know, the thing about the show today, it feels like you're saying that could be rejuvenating and actually really add to your ability to do things.
Right.
Well, what
I'm
we're
just wondering
saying,
about that.
Caitlin, what we're saying is that if you take off from everything else to play and actually play, it rejuvenates you. And if you're playing, you're sitting in a bathtub in front of a window, which I think is pretty wild for your neighbors, reading a book, and that's what you do. That if you leave what else you have to do alone and do that, it'll regenerate you.
Yeah.
Think of yourself like a phone. You know, like your phone, you have to go. If you were to, what kind of phone are you calling us from?
An iPhone.
Yeah, so you know your iPhone, you know you have to plug it in, you have to dock it.
Yeah.
If it's not fully on the dock, it doesn't recharge.
Right, yeah.
So you need to, like, fully dock yourself into that bathtub in order to recharge or wherever else you are. If you're there with and being pulled with this guilt is saying that you shouldn't be where you are.
You should be doing something else. Guilt is the first principle.
Ah.
See, because guilt says that what you got, you shouldn't have. It should be different. So you're resisting what you got. The truth of the matter is you could only be exactly where you are. So if you are taking a break and sitting in your bathtub reading your book, that's where you should be in that moment because that's where you are. So if you let go of those other things that you think it's responsible to think about, you know, people think they're being responsible if they worry about the outcome of a project rather than do the project. The worry is secondary. It's incidental. It's extra. It actually inhibits your ability to produce results, worrying about it. The doing of it allows you to produce results.
Cool.
Now, interestingly enough, in preparing this show, I was thinking about you, Caitlin, because a couple weeks ago at a Monday Night Alive, you were talking about having done the Transformational Time and Project Management course last year and how we were talking about passions and how you gave yourself permission to look at what you were passionate about. And from there, you've done some amazing, critically acclaimed film projects with your husband this year and other projects as well. And I don't think that you would have accomplish that if you didn't give yourself license to play? Because
those initial ideas
were outside the scope of work.
Yeah, it was very much outside the scope of work. It felt like it was what my hobby was. It was kind of what I did. Yeah. And then you're right. It was like giving myself permission to even, it's so funny to even indulge in working on it. That's so true.
Isn't that funny? Indulging. You know, it can be good for you.
Yeah.
You know, recreation, it's like recreate, as in create anew. Spring, every year the plants are recreating and recreating.
Recreating, because they're reproducing.
Right.
We get sexy now. Hey, I have a question for you, though. Are you on speakerphone?
Have I what?
Are you using your phone as a speakerphone?
Not right now.
No, okay. I was just wondering because
sometimes
when, you know, I like the speakerphone thing, and I'll tell you what I mean. See, it's about communication. When you're on speakerphone, only one person can talk at a time.
Huh.
Because if I try to talk while you're talking, you can't hear me.
Right.
And I notice that a lot on the radio show here, that when people call in, they use their cell phone on speaker so they can hear where they don't have to hold it to their head. They sometimes say something, and I try to interrupt because they had this gem that I wanted to talk about, and I don't get through to them because
the phone is doing it one or the other.
But that's a perfect representation of communication. See, people don't communicate well because what they do is they speak at each other. Both people are speaking and nobody can hear.
Right.
There's no listening when two people are speaking at the same time. So when you listen to this show, you folks out there in the universe, listen.
Hey, speaking of listening, Caitlin, can you come back in after our break?
Okay.
Caitlin?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, good, because we're going to go to a break now.
Right now, we can all listen to the ads. Why not?
Right, why not?
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
You can transform listening to these ads.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Want to have a shout out to our friend Lee in California. Hope you are having a most terrific day, and your wife Denise as well. And just wanted to say hi to you. And Caitlin, you still with us?
Yes.
Excellent. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just wanted to say that you brought up last year's course, and I just wanted to really encourage people to go to your course this year on Transformational Time and Project Management. Last year, it's amazing what I got out of it, because I went in, you guys talked about passion, and you talked about giving yourself permission to be passionate about things. And I really got so much out of it, because I really went for it. And I sort of put my passions at the top of my to-do list instead of worrying about things. And I feel what I was able to achieve has been just amazing in this past year, and I'm so excited to come to this course again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes,
hey,
thank
thanks
you.
For calling in today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, you guys.
You know, whether you come to that course or not, you can take a page out of Caitlin's book and put your passions on the top of your to-do list, provided you're not putting your, quote, passions on top of your to-do list to avoid something else.
Or not putting your passions on top of your to-do list as goals to achieve.
Correct.
See, a to-do list should be what you're going to do, not what you hope to accomplish.
By the way, I know that course is coming up pretty soon. It's a little tight for some people. In June, the very beginning of June in New York City, we're doing a course on intimacy. It is always one of the most powerful courses of the year.
And intimacy is so severely lacking in our lives because we haven't learned how to be with each other in a way that is fulfilling and nurturing.
You know, speaking of passion and intimacy, I'm going to meld the two here together for a moment. You know, sometimes Shai and I will get together to have a romantic interlude. How's that for euphemistic for sex?
Yes.
And
I like it.
And we want to be intimate with each other, and we want to express our passion for each other. And what comes with us is the debris of the day.
Yeah, the mindset that we've been stuck in our own lives as we come together, what we are thinking about or working on or
the projects that we have. And you know what? That's not a bad thing. In fact, I find that for us, as we get passionate, it's a way to, like, it's like taking a type of a shower where we're washing away the concerns or the attachments to the things that we're working on. And so at first we have license, or I have license in myself to notice, like, I'll have a thought running through about an email I just wrote or that type of thing. Because as you get involved in passion, you kind of like squeeze the sponge of your life, and things that are left over just kind of bleed away. It's really quite wonderful.
Well, if you don't resist
it. If you resist it, then you're there.
Then you're stuck with it.
And that's between you and your partner, or you and your life. Shall we take our next caller?
We have another caller.
Catherine, are you there? Catherine?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, it just took a while for you to get here.
You're probably
where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Europe, Vienna in Austria.
Vienna in Austria? I've never been to Vienna.
Yeah.
You know, you should have a work
trip
so I can come.
Maybe we'll come visit you sometime.
Yeah.
You said that you will come to Vienna sometime?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like to.
Yeah, we would. Maybe
yeah.
Maybe
I could show you some
workshop
things.
There. It'll give me an excuse.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear everything what you said because just right now the line started to get a bit, you know, but I think we'll manage.
So I'll try again. Maybe you don't want to hear this. Maybe you should create a workshop in Vienna so I can come there with Ariel.
Okay,
you
yeah. Oh, wow.
I
mean, it's cool that you think that I could do that. Yeah, it would be great.
Oh, you can do anything you want. You're an incredible lady. You have a very small idea of what you're capable of. You think your capacity has to do with your height.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a question
today?
Pardon? Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, the thing is that you were just talking about passion and about being intimate with each other, and that's something that I wrote you an email a few weeks ago that my uncle died at the end of March, and around that time, also the weeks before, I was very often visiting him in hospital and had a lot of contact with my father who lives in Iran and who was not talking to me for 1 year or something because my boyfriend and I have a child and we are not married.
Yes.
And so in this time, it was the first thing that my uncle was very sick and he was in an intensive care unit and then he died. And the other thing is the contact with my father. That's on one side very nice, but on the other hand, I think it does also something do with me, and I mean, now it's better, but my boyfriend and I were fighting a lot in this time when all these things were coming together, and the main thing was that we stopped having sex for a while, and it was so strange because after Costa Rica, we really started to play with each other and experiment, and it was really cool, and but then when this thing, can she still hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. You were listening. I thought maybe you were trying to say something
and I did not
stop. And when these things happened, that I went to the hospital more often and my uncle got worse and then I was talking to my father very often and all these things, I don't know, there was this heaviness and also this kind of thing that when I wanted to be intimate with my boyfriend, I had the feeling that we don't have permission because my father does not approve of it. And it was very hard. And then, of course, there were a lot of other things that there was so much pressure then we did not really take
Catherine,
the time. And
Catherine, how old are you, Catherine?
I'm 32 now.
32 now. Your father has not approved of your having sex ever since the first time you had sex.
Yes.
So that's not the...
That's not really what was going on.
That's
you
not
used
really
it
what,
as an excuse.
Right, you used it as an excuse. The reality is you were obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle, who you loved dearly, was dying.
Yes.
You don't feel like celebrating sexually when you're suffering with someone who's close to you dying. It's like you're in pain. So you shouldn't have put a pressure on yourself to try to produce sexual pleasure when the environment is such that your life is in turmoil.
Could you repeat that, please? I did not get everything.
Okay. You shouldn't try to put a pressure on yourself to be sexually expressive in the midst of an emotional thing like the loss of your uncle.
Okay.
Now,
I
do not think you should mourn your uncle for a long period of time and deny your boyfriend the pleasure of being with you.
Well, I want to talk about physical pleasure whilst experiencing loss in another area of your life, like the death of your uncle. Because sometimes people think that it's your reverent to
celebrate their lives
while somebody is in pain or in dying. And my experience is the opposite. I actually feel that the more you can celebrate your own well-being, the more that transfers to somebody as they're going through difficulty. You know, provided you're not having this great life, like saying, oh,
are you breathing into your phone?
Must be.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah, because I'm hearing this.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
You know,
it was rather rhythmic, like you were breathing.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're breathing. I mean, your uncle died, but you don't have to.
It sounded good. You can talk to your boyfriend. He's probably going to...
Turn him on.
Yeah. You know, you're allowed to celebrate life.
See,
pardon? Say it again, please.
You are allowed to celebrate life. See, look, your father's living in Iran, and that's a very suppressive culture.
Yes.
And so he's bound to be suppressive, because if you're not suppressing yourself there, there's a real high likelihood you'll end up in jail or dead.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So,
and if you resist him, you end up suppressing yourself and blaming it on him.
That's pretty good, huh? I like that one.
So,
okay.
How are things now with you and your boyfriend? Better?
Yes, since a few days, it's better. Also, because parallel to all these things, I finished my CD production, and yesterday we were giving all the things, to the guy who will master, who will do the end product. So we're finished. So in a few days we finished our CD production. So it's also that heaviness dropped out of my shoulders, and now I feel much more relaxed, and yes, it's got better now.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. I will bring some copies to Cambridge, by the way.
Excellent. You know, yeah. I have an idea for you. For the next time you do your next CD project, because as an artist, I'm assuming you'll do more than one. That heaviness you were experiencing was something extra.
The heaviness was something extra.
Yes,
ma'am.
So I added it to the project because of the drama thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Something you need in order to produce a result.
Great result.
It's something that, as Shai and I have produced several books now, as I particularly go through the project, I find it really important to pay attention to not produce stress, to think that makes me producing work. The more I'm stressing myself,
the less work is being produced.
Yeah. And then what happens is it turns my work into passionate playtime as opposed to work and then play. Everything becomes like a passionate play. So there's,
you say you take care not to stress yourself? Did you say that?
If I'm stressing myself, I'm doing something extra.
But if you're stressing yourself, you're resisting. Stress is a function of resistance. That's what stresses you. When you're not congruent with your life, when you're not a yes to what's happening in your life, then that produces stress.
I'll give you an example. The book that we have coming out in September, which is going to be awesome, it's called How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
A transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage.
And we're getting some really, really lovely endorsements right now, which is really fun. But we were pressing to get it done faster than the project wanted to accomplish, and that created stress for us.
Right.
And when we realized that, we stopped the action, and we reached out and we spoke to somebody, because we knew that if we were experiencing that much stress, we must be somehow outside of our center.
And we were just trying to get it done too quickly rather than get it done in its natural flow.
And so when we slowed down to allow ourselves to enjoy the process of it, and it ended up meaning that it was going to be an extra 3 months before the book is out.
But the distributor, the book distributor, the people that sell our book for us are happy about that.
They wanted
because
the
they need
time.
That extra time.
And it makes that dealing with our publicist, dealing with our friend Sandy, who is so cool that Sandy, who comes to our courses, who we love dearly, works at a printing house, which, by the way, even before we knew her, is where we've done all the covers for our books before. She's now our account rep. It's like we get to play with her about the cover to our book. There's not this division between work and play for us. Everything is passionate playtime, and of course some things are more like going to the stream or reading a book, and some things are more like emails. You still
Hello?
With us?
Yeah, I lost you for a second, but now I can hear you again.
Well, that's what happens from Vienna from time to time.
You know, when you follow a thought, you leave. That's what happens.
Okay.
It's normal. That's what happens to everybody. You follow a thought and you're gone. You're in the thought. You've stepped outside the current moment of your life. You're not bad because of it. Look, we have these incredible minds. You know, our minds are quick, they're facile, they're intelligent, and they go off on excursions all the time. And if you make it wrong, you get stuck with a noisy mind. If you notice you go away from time to time and you don't berate yourself when you come back for having left, suddenly you're living in the current moment all the time. It's a different idea.
You know, I've noticed that during all this, after when my uncle was in hospital, and especially after he died, I was very distracted. And I feel like more like I have not done too many workshops with you, or I felt like, wow, why is it so hard for me to be here? I was if I don't drink coffee, I feel sometimes like I had five cups because I'm so distracted or
well, I'll tell
not
you
here.
But you want a recipe for undistraction? Have more intimacy with your boyfriend.
I'll tell you,
getting into your body.
We get good advice on this show.
Getting into your body.
If you're prudish, then we may not be the people for you to listen to.
Yeah, find another channel.
But you know, we're not going to talk about angels, but we're talking about having a heavenly life.
But I liked it, and I think my boyfriend would like it too.
Good.
I know he'll like it, too.
Yeah, tell him he said hi, even though we've never met him, because I actually think, you know, for me, if I'm getting, like, too thoughty, I better do something to get me back in my body. And I know some people use exercise, but my favorite kind of exercise happens to happen with Shia.
Is this TMI?
No.
Just enough.
He asked me if it was TMI, as in too much information, and I said, no, it's just the right amount of information. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today, Catherine.
Thank you for calling in, Catherine.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Looking
and see you in Cambridge.
We'll see you
in Cambridge for the Step Into Your Brilliance
course
we're doing there in June.
All right.
Yes.
Bye. Well, we have to take a
break.
We have to take a break now, so we're going to go
and take
a break.
You're welcome. We'll be back, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
being
here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
You know, we were talking with each other on the break about passion.
We talk a lot on it together.
We do. You know, we talked during the middle of the night last night. That was so sweet. Just laying there in bed talking. It was just lovely. What we were talking about on the break, however, was how passion is difficult to come by and easy to kill.
All somebody has to do is make a negative comment about anything that you're passionate about, and then you start to suppress your passion.
However, with awareness,
you'll still probably suppress your passion, but you can recover.
Absolutely.
Because your mind automatically starts to filter to try to do it right, to try to say it right, and do your life right. You can't do your life right, but you can enjoy your life.
We got
you can't do it wrong, either, for that matter.
A very sweet book recently from a new friend of ours, Jerry Gavin, called Messages from Margaret, and I was flipping through it, and he was talking about how, I came right to a page where he's talking about how it came time to share Margaret, that's his angel, Margaret's messages. And I realized that sharing is such a key component to passion, and that if you don't allow yourself to share what you're passionate about, it gets pale. So for me, transformation I'm passionate about, but I'm also passionate, for instance, about taking pictures.
But, you know, if you suppress yourself in any area of your life, you suppress your passion in all areas of your life. So the game is to keep expressing what you're passionate about.
Well, and I also found today, as I prepared some cards, you know, a birthday card for my sister and whatnot to go out with pictures that I've taken that I particularly like. Part of what made it come alive for me was showing you and showing Lee and showing Christina. It's like allowing yourself to share the things that you're passionate about allows it to grow for you.
You mean like a fly that I tie?
Yeah. I love seeing the things that you create. It just brings so much life.
Hey, we have a caller.
Ursula.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm just so fine when I'm listening to you. I'm sitting here with a smile. I've been listening to your show, and we have a really nice, mild, cold, but the sun has just come out evening in Switzerland, and I'm looking out my window, and life is just beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah, I so enjoyed listening to all the things you've said, and my mind just wants to go crazy and get a pad out and write it all down, you know, for times to come. And I just had to laugh out loud when I got what I was doing, you know. I really wanted to catch, you know, put it in a drawer and take it out on a blue day or something.
Well, that means you're planning on a blue day.
Well, but the only thing is that I haven't had blue days, you know, not for a long time, because transformation is really working.
You know, when you say transformation is working, you know, some people say we walk our talk. You know that expression, we walk
our
talk?
Yes, I do.
But we don't walk our talk. We talk our walk.
Meaning we're describing how we're living rather than trying to live up to what we're speaking about.
And we're not giving people a system to function through, a way to do their life. We're saying that if you get into the current moment of your life, you become the author of your life. You become the power in your life, not somebody telling you how to. So you don't need to take notes on what we say, Ursula, because taking notes just takes you away from now, and the universe never shows up the same. No two moments are the same. So if you learn how to be present in your life in the current moment, if you play with your life in the current moment, if you're not seriously working on getting somewhere or avoiding something, then your life becomes an expression of you, and then you can't do it wrong.
So, and luckily, this show will be archived. And if you suppose, you'd be sticking yourself in time. But if you go back and listen to it at another time, I guarantee you, you will hear different things than you heard today, because it'll be a different moment in time.
Yes, you'll go away at different moments.
Yes, and that's so
but your
amazing.
Mind goes away.
You know, it still amazes me all the time that there's no repetition, even with repetitious things I do, like I always go to sleep and I always get up in the morning and I wash my dishes and I play my piano, but it's never the same, and it grabs me more and more the longer I've been working with you, that it's so fundamentally different each time.
Each moment,
that it
yes.
It really fits me, but it's physically, I can feel it in my body. That it's different each time, every second, every moment. And I wouldn't have dreamt about this before I got to meet you. Like, I think it must have been about 10 years ago. My life was such a fight back then, looking back. I still had good times, but it has become so mellow and fun, and I can take whatever's on my path as is really an opportunity to play, which is
opportunity.
It's just beautiful. I really want to thank you for that.
I really like that you can actually remember back to how you used to be for the first 40 years of your life.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
And how, when your life transforms, so much has happened, so you're not so serious about everything, and you're having fun with what you do.
I was so serious back then, and I really wanted to do it right. And it's not about that.
You were a serious voice teacher back then. Now you're a voice teacher.
Yes.
Weren't you the gal who were so serious and scared about your passport in Costa Rica that you put it someplace for safekeeping and then left it?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I couldn't think even straight anymore, and I was just frantic. I can still feel it in my body when I remember it.
and then the hotel was so sweet, they drove it down to you at the airport.
Yes.
Man, that was many years ago. That was a different lifetime.
You were a different person back then.
I was a different person. You can say that aloud. I had an office day today, and I suddenly saw something in my credit card balance that wasn't right, and there was just a little moment where I thought, oh my goodness, I think there's some fraud or something. And then I thought, you know what, I'm just going to call them. I had a really nice chat with the lady at the credit card company who taught me what to do. Then I did that, and I saw online other people have complained about this too. And I called back, and it was handled in like 10 minutes. And it would have ruined my week or maybe even a month, like 10 years ago.
I'm wondering if people have been so hard on myself
that I didn't see it earlier, and I didn't react right, and I was a poor woman, and I don't know what, you know. It's amazing.
I'm wondering if people have caught, Ursula, one of the key components to your being able to maintain your passion with consistency.
What might that be, Ariel?
Well, I noticed that even when something that's potentially unfortunate, like fraud on her credit card is happening, she's saying yes. It's what you said earlier in the show. Rashmi was talking about improv.
Right.
That you say yes. So if I say, oh, Shai, that's a lovely chicken sitting on top of your head, and you say,
yes, of course it is.
You know?
I wouldn't have an ugly chicken on my head.
You know, instead of getting upset and going, what do you mean a chicken? I'm not wearing a chicken. You know, your life is about saying yes.
Absolutely.
And you say yes, and your passion bubbles to the foreground.
When you say yes enough, you actually, life becomes magic. But you see, you can either disagree with how your life is showing up.
First principle,
and then you'll be in pain and suffering, and you won't be happy, and you'll be upset most of the time. Or you can allow your life to show up the way it does and not fight with it and enjoy it and have it be as though it were your idea. And then it is, and life is joyous.
You know what? Your passions really are meant to be shared. I mean, that you play piano as beautifully as you do is a gift, but it's also a real gift that you share it with people and they get to hear it. When you came to New York earlier, I think it was in January, and you and a number of people got together and did a benefit, and you played the piano and sang. It was such a gift. I remember that night and how my cheeks hurt from grinning. I felt so alive.
I did too. It's a gift. It really is a gift because, in a matter of fact, at the same time, I'm not leading like a different life, but I am leading a different life. Like, I'm still playing the piano like I did 10 years ago. I'm still singing, and I'm teaching both, and I'm doing all the everyday things. And looking from the outside, there's nothing changed, but everything's different.
You know, I want to stop you for a second. There's an old Zen proverb that says, before I was enlightened, I chopped wood and carried water. And after I was enlightened, I chop wood and I carry water. So nothing has to change, but your life can be entirely new and different and magical. And that happens when you say yes to your life.
And when you're being here.
And when you're being. Yes.
You know, and on that note, dear friend, Ursula.
We're going to have to end the show.
But we're so happy you called in today. It's so lovely to hear your voice.
And for all those of you who are listening,
likewise.
Please share this show with other people. You know, there's a real gift when you discover how to be in your life rather than get lost in the rolling upsets that life normally sets upon us.
And it's a real gift when your friends are being here with you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So thanks, everyone. We'll be back next week. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.